Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. And by the way, truckers, did you know that Joe Biden drove a semi? More on that coming up. All right. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start the program out, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren in California, IA. Yes, sir, Mr. Kyle.
That's right, I do them.
There they are. There they are. They're all out on the porch. Now, it's another warm night down here at 79 degrees, but trucker Eric chimed in just before the show, and he's spending the night at the Pilot in East St. Louis. I know exactly where you are there, trucker Eric, and he said it was 90 degrees as he was pulling in to go out of service and go to bed.
Exactly, yeah, 90 degrees. Wow.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Well, folks, I'm going to play something right now, and we're going to see if you recognize this song. You probably do. That is ZZ Top, live and in concert. And that voice is Justy Hill, the bass guitarist from the world-famous group ZZ Top, who passed away yesterday at 72 years of age. At his home in Houston, Texas. And Kyle, I'll tell you what, there wasn't anybody any better than these guys when you get them on a stage.
You're absolutely right about that, Captain. And ZZ Top, of course, beloved by millions of fans, and the passing of Dusty Hill was just such sad news. That band has been together, Captain, since 1969.
I know it. And they did a lot of good things. I'm going to turn that down. They did a lot of good things behind the scenes that people have no idea about. They were involved in a lot of charity work, not only for the veterans, but for the homeless children and for people that were down on their luck and destitute. They ran a lot of different shelters in the state of Texas. Nobody knew about this because they didn't want to have their name out there amidst the midst of all this stuff. But it'll come out now with his passing, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm sure that it will.
Yep.
And his bandmates are paying tribute to him today, saying he was the monumental bottom to the top, and couldn't said it better. A bassist of his caliber comes along only once in a while.
That's right. Once in a lifetime. Tremendous bass guitarist. Now, the nationwide lockdowns, the school closures, business closures, have taken an immeasurable toll on so many of the hardworking Americans. And now we hear we're going to have mask requirements in different places for different reasons, none of which are the same. Because some of the places where they're going, well, the COVID, the new strain is people are coming in, nonsense. Stop the insanity. The industry most heavily impacted by all of the lockdowns, once again, has been the restaurants. And, Kyle, I'm telling you, if they go to this mask thing and your state in California and New York and some of these other big blue states that are panicking right now going, oh, my God, we got to get the mask on. We can't have more than so many people and this and all the nonsense we're hearing again. They will literally put the restaurants that just barely struggled to get back out of business, the ones that are left. They'll put them right out.
Yeah, I totally agree. And obviously, one of the things that people want to know, though, Captain, they want to understand why what numbers they're really basing this on. For having people that are already vaccinated have to wear a mask seems very incongruous to the American people. By the way, Kansas City, Missouri, now reinstating mask mandate. St. Louis, Missouri,
yeah,
recently did that. In Massachusetts, mm-hmm, Provincetown,
yeah,
has now done that.
Let me explain to the audience, because we've only got about a minute, that why the Congress went to it was because the Capitol doctor, the congressional doctor, the one that takes care of the members of Congress,
right,
that person actually came out and used the results of a survey in India regarding what was going on in India to make a basis of the decision in the Congress of the United States. Are you freaking kidding me?
At this point, Captain, anything is possible.
I'm telling you, that's the truth. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you who I saw him say it, and he verified it, and that was Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas. He was hot. Really hot over this thing, that they were taking some study that had no basis on the United States with a totally different base and different reasons for why they were coming down with stuff, and using that as the basis for Nancy Pelosi to reinstate the mask requirement in the Congress of the United States.
Unbelievable
is right. Hold that thought, Kyle, and caller, you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. But in the meantime, we got to take a little break here and pay a few bills. And I'll be back in exactly 3.5 minutes from now. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600, or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. Remember, I take Relief Factor religiously every morning or every afternoon, whenever it is I wake up, whatever time. And then I take it again about midnight, twice a day, every day, because of the problems that I have. Now, because of what's in it, the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is 100% drug-free, it goes right straight to the source of my pain that I have, and it lowers or eliminates it right off the bat. Plus, it also has a natural response to inflammation if I'm having any problems with that. Now, it is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body has to have anyway. So don't forget, it supports healthy joints and muscles, and it'll help you right off the bat. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. You get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start, and if you'll know by the end of the third week whether that's going to work. Relieffactor.com/captain. And to the people that keep coming up to me and telling me, thank you very much for telling them about it, you're welcome. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Now, I think I know who this is, and he's been waiting very patiently. So, Todd in Tampa, go ahead.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, two things. Okay. And this is what, if I was Mitch McConnell, which we're talking, McConnell's a Democrat. I'm a conservative, okay? I'm for good business sense. By the way, I'd be out there on the front porch, and Donald, you should be doing this. Donald has done over 40 rallies. There was never this whole thing, an image of ABC shooting over there on January 6th. Get out of here with that. Those were not Trump people that jumped the fence. I guarantee you. Okay. And if I was president of the United States, I'd have every one of them up there and find out who they voted for because they didn't vote for Trump. I know. Okay. I've been to 9 Trump rallies myself. And you never saw an incident like that. That was Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And the fake phony Republicans ain't got no guts to stand up and say, it's true. Okay, here we bring the truth. Okay, I don't care what the picture says. I want the truth. And the truth is, Donald Trump and Trump supporters had another Jesse Smollett. Remember that? Okay, guy hired 2 guys to beat him up, and they tried to blame Trump. That was another fraud. Okay, no, you can't fool Corleone here. And by the way, to respond to Joe Biden's speech today about you don't know anything about business, Joe. Okay, you don't know anything about you told Pennsylvania you were going to let them frack and do, and then you turned on them. So you think we're going to believe you turned on your own state? We think we're going to believe you? Come on, you don't know anything about business. Okay, you don't have $1 trillion to borrow from China, which we don't have. Okay, you should take the 10 top projects, which is $50 billion or $100 billion, and do that. And let's see how you do with that. And you fake phony Republicans who aren't standing up for good business practices, you're a disgrace too. Stand up for the country, stand up for our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work, peace.
All right, Todd in Tampa, I think he covered all the bases. What do you think, Kyle?
I think he did.
All right, now I want to say something. He talked about Joe Biden today talking. Now, Joe Biden was at the Mack truck plant in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I've been there. I've been to the place. I've actually bought a Mack truck and went down there and picked it up and drove it back home. Now, I drove 18-wheelers. That's what I did to supplement my income when I was a firefighter making $5,750 a year, which is what I started out at. So, obviously, you had to supplement your income. Now, and the first truck I had was a Mack. And the second truck I had was a Mack. The first one was an old B61, and I know the drivers listening know exactly what I'm talking about. 10-speed Road Ranger, 220 Hummin' Cummins, and that thing would be the slowest truck on the hill, but guess what? It went from point A to B, and I never had a problem with it. How do you like that?
Very cool.
Now, that being said, Joe Biden came out in the middle of his speech and said, oh, by the way, I used to drive a tractor trailer.
That's right. He said, I used to drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah. There's one little problem. I highly doubt it, number one. And number two, when we did some checking on it, did you see what I found out that I sent you?
Well, yeah, it's something that...
Did you see what it said about 1973?
Yeah, that he went on a trip in an 18-wheeler.
He was a congressman on the Transportation Committee, and he was invited to get in a truck and take a 536-mile trip from Washington, D.C. to Ohio and back to find out what it was like to be in a truck so that he could intelligently speak about what the truck drivers were going through when they were trying to change the hours of service, which they did, by the way, and that was his experience in a truck. He never drove it. He rode in it.
That's true. And riding's not the same as driving, basically. And
why isn't it the same as driving? Are you kidding me?
No, I said riding is not the same as driving the truck. And that's a highly specialized thing that, you know, I don't think anybody can just jump in an 18-wheeler and start driving it.
No, you don't. unless you're from a farm and you've driven a tractor with a trailer behind it and you won't understand how to back things up.
Yep.
That's the only way. Because farm boys could drive anything on the road. I know I'm one of them. But anyway... here's the next little story that popped out at me yesterday. The U.S. immigration authorities are releasing illegal immigrants who have either tested positive or already have COVID-19 in Texas and loading them up in buses and moving them all across America and not telling anybody where they're going. The churches that are cooperating with them that are getting these people when they get sent to them are not saying a word to anybody. And this is nuts. This is crazy.
Well, yes, it is. And certainly, Captain, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We keep hearing this from the president, the vice president on down. So if that's the case, why are these things happening that would be, I don't know, the exact opposite?
That would contribute to the increasement of the cases around the country, right?
Sure, exactly.
Well, it's because that's what they want.
Well,
they want to expand the cases, and this is one way to do it when you don't tell people where you're sending positive results of people with COVID. My God.
Well, exactly. What other conclusion, Captain, can the American people come to? Remember, actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk all day, all the live long day, about how they want to keep COVID from spreading, but then they're doing this at the same time. That's completely the opposite, and it's obvious. It's not a political talking point, or this is our fact and your fact. No, this is what regular people across the highways and byways understand completely. It's totally obvious.
Right, and of course, your governor in California lashed out at the unions and whatnot that were complaining about the having to get vaccinated. They lashed out, or he lashed out at them as the big state unions were pushing back for the masks indoors for all, and the restaurant owners were going, "Hey, man, you're going to put us out of business."
Again, what other conclusion can people come to? When there's no path forward, especially because now, of course, hey, if you're vaccinated, you should be okay in order to go to a restaurant, but without having to wear a mask. But they're gonna stifle this again.
If this isn't enough to get Newsom out, get him voted out, recalled, then there's no God in heaven.
Well, Newsom, of course, the polls are very close for remove him or let him stay. And we've got a little bit of time. Larry Elder, of course, is taking the lead of the Republican challengers, who want to take over as governor. But that being said, this whole mask thing, I think you're right, is going to really play into it.
All right. Eric is bringing up a good point. He says the U.S. State Department has even issued a travel advisory for Mexico because of the massive COVID cases that are there. But, Eric, here's the thing. These are not Mexicans that are, for the most part, are coming in with COVID. There are people from Haiti. There are people from Jamaica. There are people that have come through Mexico, but they're not from Mexico.
Well, exactly right. People from different places in the world are coming across the southern border. That's
And there are Mexicans that are coming in that are testing COVID positive because, again, it's reached epidemic portions again in Mexico. And we keep hearing, we need more vaccine. We need more of this. They've got vaccine, but they're not giving it to the lowest end of the spectrum. And by the way, here's something else. Did you hear what New York City said? If someone, what they're going to start, I believe it's Friday.
What's that?
They're going to pay $100 to anyone that gets a COVID shot.
Well,
you get $100 once you get the shot. They hand you $100.
Well, I thought that would be in the offing sooner than later. And now, of course, Captain, a lot of people who've already got the shot say, "Hey, where's my $100?"
Well, that was you. It wasn't me.
That was me.
Yeah, it wasn't me, because I know that's not going to happen. But the fact of the matter is, folks, $100, okay, in New York City, we'll give you $100 to go get the vaccine. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back. You can't make this stuff up. You can't do it. It's obvious what they're doing. Okay, I saw Mike Gallagher today, and here he is.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces and areas with high level of COVID transmission. This applies even if you are vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explained the reasons for the change to ABC News, including the new data that was the reasoning for including the fully vaccinated in the updated guidance.
We did, over this last several days now, see new science that demonstrated for those who are vaccinated that they could, in fact, transmit if they are one of those rare breakthrough infections. So that's new. When we were looking at the alpha variant at prior variants in this pandemic, we were not able to see that if you were vaccinated and you were a breakthrough case, that you could transmit to others.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Top Secret Announcer Guy. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, the website MyPillow.com. Of course, that is Mike Lindell. I heard again from the MyPillow folks yesterday, and they were telling me thanks very much for all the support that they're getting from the listeners to this show, and that's exactly what we want to do. Mike Lindell is counting on us to support him because of the fact that he lost his retail outlets where he was selling what he's now got on his website, on a special page now. He's got a page over there, the Radio Listener Specials, and that means exactly what it says. You get tremendous discounts on a lot of the products that are there. That's the first place you should go when you go to MyPillow.com. Don't just look at the pillow or the mattress cover or the sheets or something like that. Go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, click on that, look at it, and you'll see discounts that are tremendous. Tremendous. All right. And all you got to do is use the promo code Captain. It's that simple on anything you see there. And you'll save a boatload of money. The promo code Captain. Now, if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. Ask them any questions, place your order, whatever you want to do. The number again, 800-641-5459. They'd be happy to answer your questions. But take a look at their website, MyPillow.com. Go to the page that's there, Radio Listener Specials, which is all the deep discounted products that are there, and then you'll have to use the product code CAPTAIN to get those lower prices. And you'll see that you're saving a bunch of money. And I'm being absolutely serious when I say that. Absolutely serious. For example, I got the towels, ordered the second set of towels. I saved $70 on the towels and even $10 more than what I got when I bought them the first time. I'm happy. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, before we move on, I did get a message from our website page, because you can send us a message off there, and it comes directly to me during the show, and then as I can get to them, I read them. This is from James in Clearwater with a question. And, Kyle, the question is, at the beginning of the pandemic, the media was running a daily death count, much the same way as they did during the Vietnam War. However, as of this new variant increase, the media is only mentioning the increase of cases. How does the actual death count now compare to the death count with the original outbreak? That's from James in Clearwater. And, yes, we got an answer. And go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Yes, I have noticed, too, especially in my local area, they do keep a running tally of the number of cases. And, for example, in L.A. County and Orange County, the number of deaths seem to be higher in L.A. than they are in Orange County. But right now, the 7-day running average is 316 deaths in the United States. So this number, as it varies each day, of course, and some days higher, some days lower, it is very low in comparison to what we were experiencing at the beginning of the pandemic. And so, yes, to the question, it is very interesting that they are not pounding it the same way that they were back in the early days of COVID-19. Right now, they are stressing the number of cases. And the idea that somehow if you're vaccinated, you can still get Delta, that's going to be the new word we're going to hear all the time, Delta, 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 basically. But, right, and also I will say
Oscar
this.
Oscar Bravo. Too. Oh, go ahead.
That's right. Well, also, what's going on, too, is that once somebody does actually go to the hospital, we know so much more now about how to treat it. Or people that are having these cases, Captain, they're not having full-blown symptoms.
Okay, let me tell you two different things here that I've found out in the last few days. Number one, you do not get the level of treatment from the hospital that you do if you just merely go and get the vaccine. You're better off if you just merely get the vaccine, and I've heard that from all the medical experts, bar none,
right,
including my own doctor, versus if you get sick, go to the hospital. Because all they're going to do is treat you for the symptoms, but they're not going to actually solve the problem. That's what my doctor told me. Now, that's number one. Number two, from 2 weeks ago, here's the number across the country. 18,000-plus, I'm not going to give you the exact number, but it's 18,000-plus reported cases. Deaths that week were 385. Do the math. It's not even 1%.
Right, exactly. That's that running average, basically. That
and we're going to mask and shutting down the country again for 1%, because according to what we heard last night from Congressman Chip Roy, they're using the basis of a survey that was done in India for the variant that was over there with the people that are in India, which is a totally different lifestyle, totally different deal altogether, to tell the members of Congress that they got to wear masks. Give me a break.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, it would make more sense if the CDC or the federal government or even Nancy Pelosi would say, if you'd like to wear a mask on the House floor, please do. Nobody's going to stop you.
Well, Eric is having a good time sending us messages in the chat room, and I'll mention this last one because I've seen a couple of them, but I can't keep looking over there all the time. He says, people are fed up with this malarkey. Notice how there's more populist uprisings from London to Hong Kong to Paris to Berlin, etc. You betcha, Eric. You betcha. And by the way, yesterday in several locations of Florida, they had mask burnings.
Yes. Yes. Well, again, what's happening is that they are continuing to divide the people along these lines as opposed to, I want to say, following the science. Because like you're talking about, Captain, the numbers themselves don't seem to bear out for this kind of response.
Okay, I'm going to repeat this. I don't care what they're doing in India. I don't care what they're doing in Russia. I don't care what they're doing in France. It has no bearing on America and the American medical system. We have been beating this thing, and for them to suddenly go, oh my God, it's awful, the sky is falling, we gotta go, oh, we gotta run, we gotta hide, we gotta, oh my, blah. Go to hell. And I'm being blunt here. Those people can go to hell because they're trying to scare the bejesus out of you because they want to control you.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, Captain, because that's what it comes down to in the political sense. You've got an administration. You've got some very far-left people who are part of that. They believe in authoritarianism, and they want to be able to make the rules, and you have to follow them. No questions asked.
We are not going to follow these birds this time around. They're barking up the wrong tree, and they're going to have a whole bunch of problems when they try to give people a bunch of tickets or say, you can't go here, you can't go there. You want to know something? There's going to be a lot of campouts and a lot of cookouts, and the restaurants, if they got to come out and do the cooking out in a field somewhere, guess what? That's what they're going to do.
Well, they will, and there's a lot of good people.
Watch and see the catering go up to keep the restaurants going. Watch and see that.
Well, sure, yeah. A lot of good people, they put their heart and soul into their restaurant business, and it's just a real shame. And certainly, I've talked to more people, Captain, that say they don't want to hear the term, a non-essential business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, somebody's put their heart and soul and their sweat and blood and tears into a business, and now you say they're not essential.
I heard somebody say that was an honest-to-God government worker say, well, why do people need to have pizza shops? Why are those essential when you can go to a grocery store and buy a frozen pizza? Are you kidding me?
Because it's America.
Thank you.
That's the answer.
Thank you. Are you kidding me? That was a government worker told me that. A county government worker. And I just wanted to, everybody stopped when that person said that and just went, looked at him like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. And honestly, the mental health ramifications of this, Captain, on our kids.
Terrible.
Masking in school.
Suicides are up on the kids, by the way. That's a terrible thing to say, but it's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
It's so regrettable.
All right. Now, let me try to get one more thing in before we have to take our break. The Department of Justice now warns states against violating the federal law with audits of the election.
Uh-oh. Well, look, if there's...
A little late for that.
Well, yeah, but if there's nothing there... The audit should actually buttress the whole idea that Joe Biden got 80 million votes.
And their excuse is the election was held, the election is over, the election was certified, there's nothing to find.
Well, yeah.
Their words, not mine.
But it's also a historical event.
Like I said, their words, not mine.
Well, sure, yeah.
Yep.
But otherwise, well, now the government's going to tell you, sorry, you can't study history. You can't even, I mean, how many historical theories are there about any given major event in history? Man, the government doesn't make that up.
Okay, we're headed to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report with this break. Kyle, you hang out. And, folks, the Senate got the vote out onto the floor. They're going to be voting on the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. It's not in the bag yet. Not in the bag yet. They're getting a couple of kickbacks here, a couple of, let's see, what's her name? Christian Sinema is not real happy with things. All right, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere!
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Watch.
All righty, it is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's brought to you by this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Now, Eric, Trucker Eric, is laid up over there taking the night off at the Pilot in East St. Louis, so he knows what it's all about, getting those points when he buys his fuel and his food and the supplies in the store and all that stuff, which is what you can do, too. We'll tell you more about that after we kick it up a couple of notches right here. And tonight, of course, because of the fact that we have lost the legend, Dusty Hill, the bass guitarist of ZZ Top. We are playing ZZ Top music during the trucker segments and at the top of the hour, and I'll probably play at the bottom of the hour next hour, too. But anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
Alrighty, that is dedicated to the memory of ZZ Top's bass guitarist Dusty Hill. You heard that driving bass going on in there. That was him. That was him. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, I'm bringing you in here. Millions and millions of people, fans of theirs tonight, are mourning the loss of Dusty Hill. He was a legend. He'll be missed, but their music will live on forever.
It really, really will. And, you know, what can be said? I mean, to have that kind of career and to have that kind of success and yet still just stay a humble guy, that's great.
All right, we got to get going on the weather here because, folks, we've got some real problems in the upper Midwest tonight. We've got significant wind damage possible. We've had straight-line winds approaching hurricane force coming across out of the south-central part of south-central and eastern part of Minnesota. It's now in Wisconsin. There are tornado warnings, not watches, warnings approaching the Milwaukee area tonight, right now. So please be careful and adhere the warnings and take shelter if you have to. Now, widespread severe thunderstorms with winds locally exceeding hurricane force will result in severe significant wind damage overnight along a corridor from northeastern Minnesota across Wisconsin to the southwest part of lower Michigan. This system is jumping across Lake Michigan, and it's already in the southwestern corner of Michigan right now with severe thunderstorm watches and warnings right now. But there are reports of tornadoes in this, and there's one, two, three, four tornado warnings right now in the south, central, and southeastern part of Wisconsin to include the area right around Milwaukee. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We continue to track these major air quality alerts, especially through the state of Wyoming up I-25, for example, in the Gillette area, Cody, Warland, and Lander. They've still got the wildfire smoke that's impacting, and in some cases, the warnings are stating that the smoke is causing some visibility problems. So you definitely want to be careful and be aware of that in that area. Also in Montana, air quality alerts there, particulate matter in the air, Billings, also Helena, Missoula, and then, of course, over into central and northern Idaho, we continue with air quality alerts, but also heat advisories near Coeur d'Alene and Spokane, Washington. This travels down through the central part of Washington and into north central Oregon. We continue to have those fires burning, of course, in northern California and in southern Oregon. That's what's producing a lot of this, the smoke that we're seeing. And then in those areas continue also with some excessive heat warnings. And to round it out tonight, Captain, down in southern Colorado in the Telluride area, this along Highway 550, if you're traveling in that area, Telluride, Durango, you're going to be looking at possible flash flood watches going on right there.
Okay, well, before I get into where the heat warnings are, I want to tell everybody you already know what's going on in Minnesota. Minnesota, the entire state of Minnesota, is under a poor air quality alert. From all the smoke and all the ozone and all that stuff that's just come over. And tonight it looks like it's just deposited itself over the great state of Minnesota. So you're in big trouble there. Now let's go down into the northeastern corner of Iowa tonight. We do have some severe weather there that has been jumping across over into Wisconsin. There's still some left behind. Flood watches, flood warnings, and severe thunderstorm possibilities there. But the big-time weather in Wisconsin right now is from Madison south to the Illinois line, actually in Illinois, the northeastern corner of Illinois to include Chicago has got severe thunderstorm warnings, flood watches and warnings there, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4 active tornado warnings in Wisconsin right now, Milwaukee west and south, in the central part of Wisconsin. So that doesn't happen that often. So this is a very, a powerful system with hurricane force winds in it. By the way, it's going across Lake Michigan. Lake Michigan, you've got all kinds of warnings out there, on down to Erie and Gary, on down to Gary rather, and over to Chicago. And then southwestern corner of Michigan right now, you've got severe thunderstorm warnings and flood warnings there. The northern part of Indiana right now, all the way across to Fort Wayne, across I-80 and I-90, you've got a severe thunderstorm warning, flood watches and warnings there. The heat is in the rest of Illinois, south on down to the western part of Kentucky, on down to the western half of Tennessee, on down to most of Alabama, all of Louisiana, the panhandle of Florida, the southwestern corner of Georgia, over into all of Arkansas, major heat warnings today, Missouri, the whole state. We also have in the southern part of Nebraska, heat warnings there about halfway across the state. The same thing for Kansas, halfway across the state. Same thing for Oklahoma, halfway across the state. And the same thing for the northeastern quadrant of Texas to include the Metroplex and over east I-20 all the way across over, let's see, right now to Birmingham. And that is going to be a problem for you. Now, up around Atlanta tonight, Kyle, we've also got some poor air quality alerts. And also up in Chicago, up in the Detroit area, rather, we've got some poor air quality alerts there. But this bad storm system that's coming across, folks, if you're in one of those warning areas, pay attention and do exactly what they're telling you. Because I'm telling you, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 active tornado warnings right now on bearing in on Milwaukee.
Yes, exactly right. Very, very dangerous.
I think we're going to hear about some really bad weather in Milwaukee tonight.
Yes, unfortunately so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We've got comments coming in here. Let's see. Okay, this is from James in Clearwater again. He's saying Nancy Pelosi said she was unable to say she would support the infrastructure bill until she saw what was in it. Whatever happened to, we have to pass the bill first in order to see what's in it. Well, what the deal is, James, is they don't have the votes. I told you that. They do not have the votes.
No, even though they're looking at this and they have the test vote and so forth, they're a long way from being able to actually come together to some kind of agreement on this. Exactly.
Yeah, they're trying to force this thing through. They're trying to pull all kinds of strings to make this magic happen and all that stuff. But I'm telling you, as I said yesterday, they didn't have the votes. I'm saying it again tonight. They don't have the votes. It's just not going to happen the way they think it's going to. Now, they've only got a certain amount of time to play games with this, and they're going to have to pull it off the floor.
Exactly right. Yep.
Yep. So they're trying to get it done now before they go home again and all that stuff. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we are dedicating the music, top of the hour and bottom of the hour, to ZZ Top. So you'll hear some more when we come in. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.